Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Pastor Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is so for you. Receive the anointing, and so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today, and I bless you guys. All right, so thanks for your comments. Wow. There was a lot going on yesterday, and I had to broadcast from the hospital for my mother-in-law that high blood pressure episode. We wanted to take care of her. She's 86 years old. And all is well. So, if you missed yesterday's broadcast, I do want to tell you something that you might want to go back and listen to. Mainly because it talks about some very important details. And in order to the changes that you want to make in your life, it would behoove you to pay attention to some of what came through. As you all know, I'm often channeling information as is given to me throughout these broadcasts, and sometimes even I'm amazed. So I like it when we connect. Today, I'm talking about stretching and expanding. It's imperative that you understand the whole purpose and point of being here as a co-creator with the universe, with God, in order to understand why things are the way that they are. And I say that because right now we're facing so many different causes and struggles, and everybody's got an opinion, and everybody's got a belief, and everybody has their fears, and they seem to be tantamount to everything else, and we lose sight of our goals, our hopes, our dreams, ultimately our purpose. And see, each of us, coming from the same source and of the same species, we actually innately understand, and we want the same thing. It's just that we have different methodologies, a different understanding, a different belief. And a lot of that is based upon our training, our upbringing, and our experience here. Okay? So, many tend to retreat, back off, run in the other direction, or refuse to make choices, which basically is a choice. And they give their power away to someone else to make decisions for them. And oftentimes those decisions are not in your favor. Okay? So again, we meet with conflict and disapproval and frustration and anger. And there's a lot that goes on. And believe it or not, all of it helps us to grow, to heal, and stand. Unfortunately, many get hurt. Unfortunately, many fail. Unfortunately, our objectives sometimes get blurred. And sometimes we think that it's not worth it, or it just doesn't make sense, or we just resign from life and basically find our own little corner to be in and just become a recluse. Okay? And those just set in and we don't care what happens because we feel like we can't be involved. We don't have a voice. Our opinion doesn't count. We can't affect change. And it goes on and on again. Turns into a global pity party. Okay? Rather than recognizing that our differences are what stimulates our growth. And even the fights serve a purpose. It's unfortunate that it brings so much pain and suffering and death. But it serves a purpose overall. We as co-creators with God, as spirit individually expressed within a body, our body, your body, we know that we're here to continue to create, and the way in which we do that is by learning how to stretch and expand. Nothing in your life will work for any length of time unless, of course, you are continually monitoring it, giving it your attention, nurturing it, stretching it, and expanding it. Okay? See, the whole idea is not to make $1 million and then sit on your haunches and do nothing. Okay? The whole idea is to reach that goal, obtain that dream, build your own personal universe, and then stretch it. And it not only will feed your soul, your goals, your hopes, your dreams, your desires, but also those of your universe, the other people you've chosen to play the game of life with. And then so it expands even further. It expands into your network of friends, business associates, Okay, and it continues to expand and grow. Now, you may think, I don't know, I'm having a little trouble conceiving that. Think about how we operate with each other as children. Think about how we operate with each other as adolescents. Okay, it is there that we become very much aware of our need to stretch and expand, to take a look at who we are, what interests us, what we are capable of doing, and with doing a comparison between ourselves and other people continuously. Okay, and we want to dress like everyone else, and we want to be in the popular group, and we want to do and say all the right things and have the right movements and the right jargon. And then we become adults. And as we become adults, we start to recognize a different kind of thing. We start to recognize our individuality, and we don't want to be like everyone else. And we care less about being in that popular group. Okay? And we start making our own group, and we start making our own family. And we start building and doing. We start taking our existence a little more seriously. We start to understand what responsibility is. And we start holding ourselves accountable and each other, our loved ones. And we start looking at new possibilities. And the ultimate question then becomes, what is it that we do? How is it that we fit? How can we be more, do more, have more? And oftentimes we don't have the answers readily available. And again, we retreat. Inertia sets in, and we do nothing. We let other people make decisions for us. We don't want to participate. We don't vote. We don't do anything. Okay? We just stand by, watch, condemn, and criticize. Okay? And then our lives become a replica of the same. Whenever you consider yourself voiceless, you dishonor spirit within you, and you also dishonor yourself, your goals, your soul. And ultimately, you refuse to stretch and expand. Businesses are built every day. I can't tell you how many of them, since the internet, there are probably millions of people starting online businesses, if not brick and mortar businesses, every day. And it is very simple. Those who want to learn, do it, and they stretch and expand. Those who don't have the time, don't have the interest, okay, feel like they're powerless, have no voice, rather take on their victim mentality, will always say no to their own growth and development and expansion. Okay? They feel as if they just stay right here, you know, they'll be comfortable and they'll be safe and protected. That's that whole silly idea of security. Okay, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Everything is constantly moving, stretching, and expanding. And if you don't allow yourself to do the same thing, you will render yourself voiceless, powerless, useless. Okay? Because we are creators. Okay? We are not here to simply exist, go with the flow, suffer, struggle. We are here to create, to bring about the change. And sometimes we have to get mad. Sometimes we have to be upset about a particular issue in order to arouse our interest and the interest of other people. And to affect things. It's just that simple. Too many times we are afraid to take that risk as if we have a choice. Well, we do have a choice. Either you're with it or you're not. Either you're going forward or you're not. Okay? Now, the answer to every complaint that we have as humans on this planet, especially America, the answer is to expand. Period. Create the circumstances, the conditions, the happiness, the love, the financial security, the health that you desire. You're co-creator with God. All power lies within you. The moment you recognize that, you become power-filled rather than powerless. So doing, you expand. Keeping it to yourself doesn't do anything. It doesn't help you, doesn't help anybody else. Okay? We have to continuously expand our reach, stretch. We have to envision an end result with each step that we take, with each rung of the ladder as we climb. You see, because everything keeps moving, changing, transforming. And what we are trying to do is to create that which we desire in our lives right now and keep it moving, because it cannot stand still. Everything will change. Okay? If you don't keep up, you get lost in the source. And you become that recluse and narcissism, sickness, blah, blah, blah. Same scenario. When you keep up, when you keep creating, keep choosing, keep doing, keep being, keep having, keep dreaming, keep hoping, you bring about new possibilities. And you allow yourself to stretch and expand. You become more and more prominent and pertinent. And, of course, financially busy. There's love all around you. your network expands. You become important, not only to your own little circle of friends, but to all of us who are counting on you to bring about change, to be you, to fulfill your purpose, your assignment from God. We may not realize it knowing in, but we celebrate individuals on this planet because of their contribution to us all, whether it be through music or a microchip, okay, or some kind of mechanical device that makes life a little bit easier, or some gadget or product that we purchase in the store. Or something that beautifies our home. Or the clothing that we wear in order to accentuate or accessorize our bodies. We pay for these pleasures. We pay for these creations. We give honor to the artist, to the talent, okay, to the way they make us feel, or the way they make us think. We give honor to the people that are willing to stand out in front and lead, and to try and sway our support toward a common cause. We give honor to those who have died, who have laid their life down in order to stand up for what they believe in at the time. Because we know that we are building our lives on their shoulders. Because of them, we are where we are today, and able to make new choices. You know, the millennials, the new generation here, you know, people keep talking about them and what they don't know. What people fail to recognize is that each generation since the beginning of time comes forth to affect change. That's what they're supposed to do. If they did the same things that we did or our forefathers did, we would not make any progress. There would be no growth, no expansion. And we'd be living the good old days. Now, depending upon how old you are, the good old days wasn't all that great, which is the reason why we have evolved. It was okay for some in this area, but not in all areas. And the progress that we have made was necessary. And it has helped us to be more, to do more, to have more. And our expectations are different. Parents need to understand their children don't want to be like them. That's not their children's job. Their children's job is to bring about change, to create, to stretch, and expand. As with their children, do the same thing. And then their children. And they will perpetuate more love, more wealth, more harmony. We may not be able to do it all at once right now. Okay, we can't feed everybody and we can't take care of all the needs we'd like to think we can. We haven't quite figured that out yet. But the day may come. And each succeeding generation will bring more to the table. Now, in your personal universe, in your household, in your family, how have you stretched and expanded? Your purpose. What goals have you reached? What things can you check off your to-do list? And what comes after that? If you don't have a go-to, a goal, after you have reached the one you're working on, then you will find that you render yourself useless. Oftentimes people say, people retire and a couple of years after they retire, if that long, they die. Why? Because suddenly they stop creating. They stop stretching. They stop expanding. Today, ask yourself how you can better your situation, your condition, your circumstances, your life, and that of your family, your community, and so forth. How can you expand? Stress. What can you contribute? What can you create? Go to my website at www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. I'm helping others build their businesses and change their lives every day. Get on board. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.